This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
The biggest trade of the draft weekend came as Jordan Staal was dealt to Carolina in exchange for a top prospect and an assistant captain in Brandon Sutter, who broke his silence, is breaking his silence really today. We haven't heard from him since Friday, and so we're so pleased that he's back in Alberta and wanted to speak with us today. Brandon, it's that place in EJ Redick in New York. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime.
So the only thing really that we've heard from you is that you were shocked when this happened. How come?
Well, I guess I just, I never really seen it coming. I think over the last couple of years, I've really, felt where I was in Carolina was, a good place for me. And, I think the management and the coaches made me feel like, I was kind of part of the core group there. And we were kind of, going to move forward and try and, change things around there. And, all of a sudden, things change just like that. And I'm going to a whole new team and a whole new area. So it definitely, definitely caught me off guard. And, first time being traded too, so it's kind of a new feeling. But I think I've settled down a bit now, and I'm starting to get pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. It's not like you're getting traded to some far outpost in the league. You're getting traded to the Pittsburgh Penguins, where the owner is Mario Lemieux, and they've got guys like Crosby and Malkin that you'll be working alongside and with. When you get to thinking about it, that's not so bad.
Yeah, no, it really isn't. That's definitely where the excitement's coming in. I think going to a team like that in a city where the sports are so passionate there. And, I think players always want to roll the road. I want to get home. I think for now, it's not a matter of my way there. And, I think it's going to be very exciting future for me.
Oh, good. I think we got you back there. We didn't had a bad connection for a second, but I think we got you back. Talking to Brendan Shanahan today, and he was saying, the first time you're traded, no matter where it's to, even if it's to the defending Stanley Cup champs, it's tough. Did you get some good advice from your dad over the weekend, or from some of the Sutters, or perhaps your own parents, your mom as well, in terms of just the first time?
Well, yeah, I definitely had a call from a lot of people, like you said, Shanahan said, it is a whole different feel. I guess when you start playing, you just kind of feel comfortable with the team, and you think you're going to be there for a long time, but, things change fast. But, I got a few uncles or my dad who I can always call to for some advice, and I think at first I was just a little shocked by it, but, I think just talking to my dad and my family kind of settled me down a bit, and, now I'm kind of on the flip side of it. I'm getting excited again, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Brandon, you were a first-round pick in 2007, so, you're a guy that comes now from Carolina to Pittsburgh as a player that has had some time in the league a little bit, that people expect, some good things from going forward as you continue to develop and get even better. I mean, you go to Pittsburgh right now. What is it that you like to do in Pittsburgh? What are the improvements you can make in your game, and where do you think you could help the Penguins?
Well, I think, lots talked about is how they're so strong down the middle. And I think, obviously with Jordan leaving and me going in, I want to pick up right where they left off. And, I don't feel like I'm going in to replace someone. I want to be my own player, but, I think I can play a good two-way game for them. I want to score goals and put up points as much as I want to, play strong on my own zone and kind of play that checker role. But, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a great opportunity to to win some hockey games, and I know I'm 4 years into my career now, and I'm still itching for that first playoff game. So I'm hoping we get into that this year. And, like I said, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, just one last thing about Carolina. Your general manager was desperate to hold on to you. If that makes you feel any better, I'm sure that made you feel better when you heard how loath he was to give you up. As you were really the part of the deal. The deal doesn't happen unless he makes the move to send you up there. So I'm sure that made you feel better. What do you do all summer in Alberta?
Well, like you said, it definitely makes me feel better that that he was thinking like that, and he was. Carolina's been great to me over the last couple of years, so it's nice to hear those words. But as for the summer, Silver Lake's actually the most beautiful place in the world, if you hadn't heard. it's great. I grew up just on a farm outside of town here, so I now have my own place. I have a cabin on the lake here, so it's a fun area to be. All my family and friends are here, and it's where I love to be. So there's always lots to do.
And your uncle might be bringing the Stanley Cup around, so you can keep your eye out for that as well.
I'm sure he's going to have a big party for it. I'm just going to make sure I don't go anywhere near it.
That's right.
That's right.
That's the rules. That's the rules. No touching.
That's right.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can go near it, just don't touch it. Well, the best of luck to you in Pittsburgh. What a formidable team you're going to be. We're looking forward to seeing you already in October. Thanks a lot for this.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, that's Brandon Sutter.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.